Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all for joining us today to analyze the Piaggio Group first quarter 2015 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group President and Chief Executive Officer, and by Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During the call, we will use a presentation you can download from our website under the link Investors. I remind you that during the call, we may use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now I'm glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Good afternoon to everybody. I would start from slide three. The year had a weak start in all the key reference markets. In Europe, the two-wheeler ended up flat. The scooter were down by 6%, and the bikes were up by 6%. The total was around 0% growth compared to last year. I remind you that last year, the first quarter was good, with a growth of 13% versus 2013. In Asia Pacific, the demand was soft. Indonesia was down double digit. Vietnam stuck at previous year level. In India, the three-wheeler demand was flat. The four-wheeler kept slumping down double digit. The momentum for two-wheeler was strong. Starting from Western country, despite the scooter market weakness, the performance showed to be resilient. We confirmed our undisputed leadership in the European scooter market. Our premium vehicles, such as MP3, posted double-digit volume and revenue growth. Gucci volume went up significantly, also after the launch of new V7. Spare parts and accessories were on the right, and we went on with the expansion of mid-size bikes in Latin America, while North America proved to be a little bit difficult, especially in terms of market. The average price for vehicle went up as in the past quarter, thanks to a positive mix and thanks to the firm price policy. As a final result, Western country proved to be up in terms of revenues a little bit, with U.K., Italy, Spain, and Germany having a good performance, and France being on a negative side. Moving to Asia Pacific, the performance was mainly sustained by mix improvement, while the scenario, as we said before, was a little bit weak. Vietnam was growing both in volume and revenues for the third consecutive quarter. Asia Pacific, excluded Vietnam, had a slight volume decrease, but in terms of revenues, especially helped by the positive Forex and the mix improvement, we had an increase. The momentum for premium segment penetration has been confirmed, and Vespa was up double digit across the region. Also, in terms of price across the region, we had an increase, also excluding the very positive Forex effect. As a final result, the revenues were up double digit, 17%, and we were nearly flat excluding the Forex. Everything helped by strong performance in Vietnam, Malaysia, and China. Moving to slide number four, India was affected by switch of a model. We introduced a new vehicle, and so we had to destock a little bit the network from the old vehicle. The three, four-wheeler overall market share was up compared to previous year. And the performance in terms of cargo was very good. We grew by around 6% in a market which was nearly flat. Vespa sales went on substantially flat. In terms of pricing, also in India, excluding the Forex, we had an increase compared to previous year. As a final result, the revenues were up by around 20% compared to previous year, and nearly flat, excluding the Forex effect. The total financial numbers are net sales up by around 9%, plus 0.3% at constant Forex, a significant increase of EBITDA, plus 12%, with a ratio to sales of around 12 percentage points, which is the best first quarter performance to date, with a positive net profit increasing a little bit versus previous year. The gross margin was growing by around 5 million, with a slight decrease in terms of percentage, also linked by the Forex, so revenues were up, gross margin was up, but of course, since we have some purchasing in renminbi, for example, the percentage was a little bit down. The cash OPEX were higher compared to previous year, mainly due to Forex effect. Without the Forex, we are pretty flat, while the D&A increased by around 5 million euro compared to first quarter 2014. In terms of financial expenses, we benefited from 2014 initiative, the new bond and the new revolving credit facility, reducing the overall amount by around 1 million euro. In terms of CapEx, we accelerated to 21 million euro, which is 5 million plus compared to previous year. In terms of net debt, it is increased by around 15 million compared to, 15 million more compared to the initial period of 2015. So the total amount is around 28 million higher compared to same period last year. Moving to slide number 5, we can have a look at the profit and loss. As we said before, the net sales were up by around 25 million euro, which is 9.1%, around 0.3 at constant Forex. The gross margin is up by 5 million euro, plus 5.9%, around 0.6% at constant Forex. The EBITDA was up by around 3.9 million, plus 12%, plus 4% at constant Forex. As we said before, the depreciation increased by around 5 million euro, leading to an EBIT of 10.8 versus 11.7 previous year, minus 0.9 million. Financial expenses had the reduction of around 1.1 million, leading to an income before tax slightly positive versus 2014, 2 million versus 1.8, and to a net income positive by 0.1 million euro versus 2014, 1.2 versus 1.1 million euro. As we said before, the financial position was a little bit worse compared to last year, and of course, due to the seasonality, worse by around 75 million euro compared to the beginning of the year, standing at 568.4 versus 492.8. Moving to slide number 6, we can have a look at the volume. The volume were slightly down compared to 2014, minus 2.4%. We had a decrease of 4.9% in India, also due to the new model introduction. We had an increase of around 1,600 units of commercial vehicle in Western country. We had an increase of around 1,000 Vespas in India. We had nearly the same volume in Asia Pacific two-wheeler and a reduction of around 6% in Western country two-wheeler. Just to comment this number, as we said before, last year the market was up by 13%, and last year, during the first month of the year, we launched MP3 and Vespa. So I mean, this is the reason of the negative comparison in Western country compared to last year. On top of that, we are destocking both in Europe and especially in US. Moving to slide number 7, so turnover. The reduction in terms of volume by 2.4% resulted in an increase of revenues by 9.1% and to a level of plus 0.3% excluding Forex, showing that in terms of mix, in terms of pricing, we went up, performing well. Looking at the different business, India CV was up by 18.6%, excluding Forex would have been 1.8% decrease, which is better than the minus 4.9% in terms of volume. Western country CV went up by 30.6%, and this is lower than the increase in volume because we increased very much the export in LATAM and in some countries of Africa. The two-wheeler in India went up by 43%, would have been 18.6% at current Forex. Vietnam and Asia Pacific went up by 17.1%, would have been minus 0.2% at constant Forex. And Europe had an increase of 0.2% versus the decrease of volume by minus 6.1%, showing that the policy we adopted on pricing, then the action we made on mix, pushing especially MP3 and Vespa, and the action we took on spare parts and accessories had a positive impact. Moving to slide number 8, you can have a look at the same turnover split, but by product. So scooter were up by 5.3%, motorbikes were down by minus 4.6%, the launch of new model we made in Moto Guzzi and Aprilia just had a limited positive impact because they were launched in March, and we will have the full impact in the second quarter. The commercial vehicle went up by 21.6%, and the spare parts and accessories were up by 13.5%. Moving to slide number 9, you can have a look at the EBITDA evolution. Last year, we were at 11.7%. We had an increase in net sales, bringing at level of gross margin an improvement of 8.4 million, then a slight reduction in percentage, bringing a reduction in gross margin of around 2.2 million. So the combined effect of the two items is around 6.2 million positive. While, as we said before, the OPEX were slightly higher by 2.3 million, especially due to Forex effect. The total EBITDA was 36.3%, 12% the ratio on revenues. Moving to slide number 10, we have the evolution in net result. Last year we were positive by 1.1. we had an increase in EBITDA by 3.9 million, an increase in depreciation offsetting the increase in EBITDA by 4.8 million, an improvement in financial expenses by 1.1 million, especially linked to the reduction of cost of debt after the operation we made last year for the issuance of new bond and renegotiation of revolving credit facility, and then a limited increase in taxes leading to a net result of 1.2 million euro. Moving to slide number 11, we can have a look at the evolution of the net financial position. So we started at 492 versus 475. We had an improvement in operating cash flow by around 11 million from 17 to 28 million euro. We had an absorption of 73 million euro of working capital versus 64.1 last year, and this is partially due also to Forex, as you can imagine. We had a CapEx higher compared to 2014 by around 5 million, 21 versus 16. And then we had all the other element changes, which we call change in equity and other, so conversion reserve and so on and so forth, which had an increase of around 9.1 million euro versus 2.4 last year, leading to a financial position of 568 versus 541 last year. Moving to the balance sheet, we can have a look at the different components. So the trade receivable were pretty aligned to last year's same period, 115 versus 118. The inventory were up by around 37 million euro. Around 17 million of that is due to the Forex, and the remaining 20 million is due to performance. As you can notice, we started with an higher inventory by 25 million euro compared to 2013 end of year, and so we are progressively recovering them. In terms of debt, we had a debt versus commercial debt. We had a total position of 404 million euro versus 359, and also a part of it is due to conversion of different currencies. And then we had other assets and liability higher by 35 million compared to last year. Most of that is linked to deferred tax asset issued at the end of 2014, some VAT receivable in the process of recovery, and then some other limited items. As a total result, the working capital was 57.5 versus 33.7 last year. Moving to tangible and intangible, the total position this year was 1,003,000,000 versus 963 million euro last year, partially due to the CapEx, but partially due to the Forex, because as you can imagine, all our investment in India and Vietnam have been revaluated with the revaluation of dollar and related currencies. The financial investments are aligned to last year, and the provisions are a bit higher following the initial value of the 2015 amounting to 76 million euro. The total net invested capital was 992 million euro versus 934 last year, financed with a debt at 568 versus 541 last year, and equity higher by around 30 million euro, 423 versus 393. In terms of ratio net debt to equity, we are improving a little bit from 1.38 last year to 1.34 this year.
So now we are ready for questions.
Yeah, and I remind you, as usual, maximum 3 questions per person, please. Thank you very much.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. First, today's question comes from Miss Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I would have just 3 questions. The first is on the European markets and the Italian one. In April, the two-wheel Italian market was up by 6%, but mostly due to the motorcycle segment. The scooter segment rose just by 0.5%, the first positive sign since the beginning of the year. Can you please give us an update as for the rest of the European countries in April, and what kind of volumes growth do you project for the EMEA zone? This is the first question. The second one is on the EBITDA at the consensus level. I had a look at the website and I've seen that the consensus is now in terms of EBITDA at 184. Maybe the range is between 180-184. I was wondering if, given the strong results so far announced, if you see some upside risk on the upside versus this level. And the third question is on the e-bike segment. You will launch your new e-bike. I was wondering if you can give us some kind of volumes projection, let's say for 2015, which will be negligible, and going forward. Thank you very much.
Okay, so starting from the first question, the market also in Europe was positive, because, I mean, after 4 months, so for the number that we have today, which are not definitive but mostly definitive, the market was up by around 2.9%, and adding up Germany, Spain, France, UK, Belgium and Holland. While there was a similar effect in scooter versus bikes. So the scooter were down by 1%, while the bikes were up by 6%. So I think that this kind of growth can be also forecasted for the rest of the year. I remember that the first quarter last year was absolutely strong. So the fact that today we have plus 3% versus first quarter last year, which was the strongest of the year, with a plus 13% versus 2013, is, let's say, a good signal. Also in terms of market share, We are performing in April. I saw that you had a look at the Italian market. The market share was good, so we are pretty positive about Europe and about the number we put in our strategic plan last year. In terms of EBITDA, we are aligned with the consensus that you mentioned. So anything between 180 and 184 is absolutely feasible. It will depend also by the Forex, because as you can imagine, the Forex can have a positive impact on EBITDA. The number we are talking about are aligned with the dollar at today's level, so 114. Then, I mean, if the dollar goes to 105 or 125, of course, there will be a slight impact. In terms of e-bike, we confirmed the launch in August, September. The volume for this year are important, because for us it's a new business, and so we have the opportunity to enlarge our addressable customer base. But in terms of impact on the P&L, as you can imagine, they are negligible. So, I mean, we are talking about some few thousand of euros.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Good afternoon. Three questions from my side as well. I was wondering if you can comment a little bit on the mixed performance of the Asian markets. Regarding the underlying trend for this market, do you expect Indonesia to remain weak, and there are any specific reasons for the performance in the first quarter that might or might not be present in the remainder of the year? Same possibly for the other main markets, Vietnam in particular. Second question is on the product pipeline that you mentioned and that caused the CapEx to be up compared to last year. I was wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on what kind of products we can expect to be launched, in which segment and geographies in the forthcoming months. The final question is on the D&A. If the level of D&A we have seen in the first quarter is something that we can expect to be on a rather normalized base to be replicated in future quarters. Thank you.
Okay, so starting from the D&A question. As you can see, I mean, last year we started very low in terms of D&A in the first quarter, and then there was a progressive increase, and the fourth quarter was much higher compared to the first one. This year, of course, we start with a depreciation in line or slightly increased compared to the fourth quarter of last year, and then we expect to be pretty constant or slightly increasing. So the comparison versus 2014 is particularly tough in the first quarter, because we are comparing the low level of first quarter with the normal level during 2015, while, I mean, the comparison probably will become better quarter after quarter. In terms of product pipeline, we launched two new Aprilia, which are the RSV4 and the Tuono, with a completely revised engine, which gave us some satisfaction in terms of sales during this month. We are in the process of launching two new Moto Guzzi in the custom area. The name will be Audace and Eldorado, and they will be launched during May and June. Then we will be launching the new e-bike in September, and then we expect a couple of new scooters in September and at the end of the year.
This is all Europe, I guess, mostly.
No. I mean, all the motorbikes are in Europe and the U.S. And also some country of Asia, because we sell especially in Japan. And the scooter will be worldwide.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Thanks.
The bike will be worldwide. Maybe with the bike we will start maybe U.S. the next year, because the homologation is not, I mean, plain vanilla, but our product range is becoming, let's say, worldwide. In terms of performance of Asian market, Indonesia is weak, and probably we stay weak in the next month. While we have a very positive experience in Thailand, Thailand is performing very well. Taiwan is performing very well, and also Malaysia. On top of that, we have, the first moves in China, so we started selling directly in China. We are talking about some hundred units per month, but this is a good start, and especially the potential for the future if something changes in terms of regulation may be very important. Vietnam was good during
in the first quarter. As you remember, last year, first and second quarter were not so strong, so we expect a significant increase also during the second quarter, and then a good performance, a bit higher, but not exceeding so much, in third and fourth quarter, which were good also last year, especially the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini of Kepler. Mr. Prini, please.
Good afternoon. Two questions from my side. The first one, could you give us some indication of how much of the increase of the D&A that happened in the first quarter and even throughout the year come from the capitalization of research cost? And the second, if you can provide us with the level of the factoring and the reverse factoring. Thank you.
Okay, so the depreciation is increased by around 4.8 million euro, and 3.4 million is coming from the R&D, while 1.4 million is coming from the material normal capex investment, so mouse and production land. Then you were saying about asking about the level of factoring, reverse factoring. They are aligned to the level we had last year. Actually, we have been able to increase, especially a little bit, the direct factoring. In the direct factoring, we have been improving our performance by around 16 million euro, from 82.1 to around 98. This is, you can notice, because I mean, despite the strong forex movement, which would have increased the accounts receivable, especially in India and Vietnam and the US, we have been able to reduce them by around 3 million euro thanks to this increase in direct factoring.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolo Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions for you. The first one is related to Asia. Could you please elaborate a little bit more on the performance per different countries, meaning that how do we get to the minus 1% in volumes, considering that you said that Vietnam was good and that Vietnam is by far the most relevant country in the zone. The second question is related to the cash OPEX trend. If I'm not wrong, expenses were up just 2% year on year, which is quite a small increase in my view. I was wondering if you plan to have higher costs going forward. The last question is related to the strong price mix which you reported in Europe. If you could elaborate a little bit more on how this effect could be split between pricing in both scooters and motorbikes and mix, so the different trends in Vespa, scooters and motorbikes. Thank you.
So the cash OPEX trend, as you said before, is very much aligned, especially if you exclude the Forex, would be very, very aligned. In our plan, we have, the idea of increasing the OPEX a little bit in the remaining part of the year, but we are talking about some discretionary expenses. So whether something is not going as we think, we may be able to keep at this current level. Then, going through the performance of different countries, I can tell you that in the Asia-Pacific region, as we said before, Indonesia didn't perform very well, while the best performance this quarter was for Malaysia. So we can say that one more or less offset the other, while Vietnam was up by around 2%. The third question was about the price mix in Europe. So in Europe, first of all, we increased the percentage of spares and accessories. And so despite the volume reduction, the total volume of spares and accessories was up double digit by around 11-12%. On top of that, we had a good mix in terms of, inside the scooter category, because the MP3 was up double digit, the total number of scooter decreased a little bit. We had a price increase at the beginning of the year of around 3 percentage point, depending on the country, but the average was this number. And then, also a good number of motorbikes sold versus vehicle, which, as you can imagine, has a good an higher price compared to the scooter. And so this really helped us in keeping the total net sales flat. So again, price, mix within scooter and motorbikes, and spare parts and accessories. These are the basic drivers.
And the very last questions. Could we assume motorbikes volume to be up year on year?
I would say yes, because the launches have been done at the end of March, and so now we have a full year of for reaching the performance. So I would say that the number of motorbikes will be increasing in the next 9 months. And these are the internal targets that we gave to the commercial people.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So time is up, so I think that the last answer draws the call to an end. In any case, if you need to have more info, as usual, you can call me later on during the weekend. And thank you very much for attending the conference call. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.